Hello, we're in a special lesson on the topic of the article of Rabash, A Matter of Above Reason. We're reading selected excerpts from this article. You can find our study material on our sites. You can watch it on Galaxy. Just look at the icon of the study material up above. You can also send our questions. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. We're going to start with excerpt number 8 from the article. Should we start? Yes. Selected piece from number 8. Can be obtained by adhesion of friends, new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve vikut with the Creator. And all this can be said while he sees the merits of the friends. At that time, it is relevant to say that he should learn from their actions, but when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there is nothing he can receive from the friends. This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly I would be better off and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. With that, he can understand the prayer of Rabbi Yonah HaMelech had written to us, let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults.
And did you understand what you read?
What?
Yes, but maybe I could read it a little slower.
And this is what I want to say. You need to consider the others, that they hear you and they need to receive this and to continue like this. So try to give them an example of how you're considering them.
Again, excerpt number 8. Through adhesion with the friends, we can obtain new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve dvekut with the Creator. And all this can be said while he sees the merits of his friends. At that time, it is relevant to say that he should learn from their actions. But when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there is nothing he can receive from the friends. This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly, it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. With that, he can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech had written for us. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults.
Meaning, I need to try all the time to see all the friends as greater than me. Usually when we see it like this, when we think like this, if we feel bad by this. I don't like this, it lowers me. And here it's the opposite. I need to be happy that I am between great friends, that I can be incorporated in them, connect with them. And what a great society I'm in that I can thank the Creator for this. And therefore, we need to all the time to try to stabilize ourselves like this towards the friends, that they are great. And I am smaller than them. And specifically by this, I have pleasure that I am in a society of great ones. So then I can, through them, receive all of the spiritual, all of my spiritual discernments. Okay? Good. Well, if it's accepted, then I'm happy. PT 32.
So if I sometimes see, let's say, that the friends are greater than me, I'm already adhere to them, or for me, dvikut in the friends, I need something else.
This is only the condition. But if you accept this with joy and you're happy, and you're ready to thank them and the Creator that they arranged it such for you that you could be adhered to them, and you ask the Creator to make this adhesion for you, then you always have, then you have this opportunity. You have the start, but this is just the starting point.
So it needs a prayer.
Yes, of course. Without a prayer, there's nothing to do. All of the actions are above. All of the deficiencies and raising the mind, this is what's below.
Thank you.
P.T. Young.
What does it mean to go above reason?
Let's say against our intellect. In the meantime, let's just... Against our intellect. That's it.
PT-19. He'd be more successful if he could see it in reason. Really, I look and I try to see it, and I don't see them great. Maybe if someone's rich, a millionaire, yes, a yacht, an airplane, I'm envious of him. But just a person, my friends that I'm envious of? It's very difficult within reason.
For these discernments, for discernments like money, it's because you have these tools with which you could measure it. But for spiritual discernments, you don't have these tools, so you cannot measure these things. But believe me that you are the smallest one out of everyone.
Tell me, can I, for example, see Iran greater than me?
If you could see him or not, yes, you could. You could. But if you would actually see him like this, this depends on your success.
That's the whole story, to see them great in my reason?
Not within reason.
My reason, my intellect.
Within reason, it's even an even greater degree.
What do you mean?
So when you attain spirituality, then it's called that you attain this within reason.
What is this, some kind of game that I'm seeing them like that? What is this?
It's not a game. It's the means to rise to a higher spiritual degree.
Is it real that I feel him as greater, or do I need to feel as if he is greater than me? Is it real that I'm supposed to feel that way?
From... You're doing this as if, by this you awaken the surrounding lights and they bring you to the true spiritual discernments. And then you'll see that it's not as if, but it's the truth.
Volga.
Nice, I like that.
Volga.
Volga.
Раф, а вот это вот выражение, что мои товарищи больше меня, можно ли интерпретировать следующим образом?
This expression that my friends are greater than me, can we interpret this as something that for the Creator, my friends are more important than me?
No, it's not good. It's very complicated. It's very complex. More important, less important. In truth, for the Creator, we're all important as all together as one. There is no one that's more or less important. No, there's no one. A person, I don't know, some Indian there, I don't even know where he lives, there in some Amazon or someplace. He's as important to the Creator as Rabbi Shimon. Truly so. In general, all of creation towards the Creator, it's weighed equally. There is a certain order of who is corrected first and then afterwards. This is according to the order of corrections. But besides this order of corrections, there's no such thing. It's like for the mother, all of her children are all of them are important to her. Okay? PT 18.
מתגלה לחברים בדעת
friends have within their reason a revelation that the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the ten, is that the end of the action or is there a continuation to it?
There is a continuation to this. PT
29.
1029 is asking, what does it mean that through the adhesion of the friends we attain new qualities?
Only by the greater connection between the friends, more and more we acquire higher and higher qualities. That's how it is. You don't have any possibility. There is no means, no other means besides us to awaken the surrounding light that will bring us these new degrees except through the connection between us. Either the light shines and according to the light we're connecting, or that we make the efforts towards connection and by this we invite the light to work on us. That's how it is. And the work from above down by the light or from below upwards by the intensity of the connection. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 9. Between an individual and the Creator, it is a whole other matter. In other words, above reason is better. This means that if he takes upon himself faith above reason, his work is in the right direction. Again.
Towards us, within reason, is more important. Yeah? Why? It's because I want to attain this within my corrected vessels. If I correct my vessels, my kilim, then out of my kilim, I can reveal the spiritual state in practice, within reason. But this is towards me. What is he saying? Between a person and the Makom, between a person and the Creator, it is a different matter. Meaning above reason is better. Why? Because I depict the Creator in spirituality. I want to reach this even more and more above my kilim. That's why it's better. He takes upon himself faith above reason, and then his work is in the right direction. Meaning, in this way, I advance all the time towards the Creator. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 10. However, his providence is not revealed to the lower ones. Instead, they must believe, yet faith is a difficult thing, since the Creator gave us intellect and reason to see each thing according to our own eyes. We consider everything that concerns human relations according to our best judgment, and there is nothing that will give us distinctions except our minds. As our sages said, a judge has only what his eyes see. It follows that we conduct all our matters within reason, not above reason. And for this reason, when a person begins with the work of the Creator, and he is told that he must assume faith above reason, he begins to think, but I see that the Creator gave us reason so as to understand everything according to the intellect, meaning according to the way our mind grasps. Thus, how can I take upon myself something that is against my mind? It is a very difficult thing for the body to understand that it is in its interest to do the work of holiness in above reason.
We have no connection with the Creator if not through our efforts to be above reason. we need to enter such dimensions, such spiritual dimensions, meaning above the intellect and our feelings. And that's how it is. Even if I'm on the 100th degree, if I want to connect from the 100th degree to the Creator, I need to go from the 100th degree in above reason, in above reason of that hundredth degree. And all the time in this way, this is how the approach needs to be. This is what it means to enter spirituality. Clear? Read it again.
We're reading excerpt number 10 again. Since His providence is not revealed to the lower ones, instead they must believe. Yet faith is a difficult thing. Since the Creator gave us intellect and reason to see each thing according to our own eyes, we consider everything that concerns human relations according to our best judgment. And there is nothing that will give us distinctions except our minds. As our sages said, a judge has only what his eyes see.
Meaning up to here, whatever I have is according to what I feel. To see means to feel within all of my senses. So what can I do? What can I do in order to come out of myself and to enter the spiritual perception? Yes?
It follows that we conduct all our matters within reason, not above reason. And for this reason, when a person begins with the work of the Creator, and he is told that he must assume faith above reason, he begins to think, but I see that the Creator gave us reason so as to understand everything according to the intellect, meaning according to the way our mind grasps. Thus, how can I take upon myself something that is against my mind? This is a very difficult thing for the body to understand, that it is in its interest to do the work of holiness in above reason.
He just tells us it's very difficult, but it's clear that it doesn't matter what mind and heart we have towards spirituality. Everyone are like beasts. They all appear like beasts. And we need to all rise in faith above reason. And by this, and in this, there are all the spiritual degrees. Let's continue.
We're going to read excerpt number 11. The matter of above reason applies to both mind and heart. This is why not every person can enter the work of holiness in the form of bestowal, which is work above reason. Therefore, when teaching the rest of the world the work of the Creator, the order is as Maimonides said, that they begin in Lo-Ishma until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, and then they are told that the essence of the work is in order to bestow.
Like us, we're not learning just from right now. Everyone's been studying for a few years, and little by little, we're coming closer to this concept that we need to of the study of what is above reason, how to enter such work, how to feel this matter, since without it there's no advancement. But nonetheless, we lived a few good years in just advancing towards this point, the entrance to spirituality, and now we're truly knocking on the entrance to spirituality,
which is called work for the Creator. However, we should understand why above reason is better. The contrary seems to make more sense, that if serving the Creator were clothed within reason, more people would come and want to be servants of the Creator. Bala Sulam said about it that one should not think that when the Creator gives us His work in the form of above reason, it is a low degree. Rather, we should believe that it is a very high degree. For only by that does one have a chance to be able to work in order to bestow. Otherwise, he would have to fall into in order to receive.
Yes, it's a problem. It's very hard for us to understand in general what is faith above reason. What are these degrees above our reason? What does it mean that I raise myself to a spiritual degree of mind and heart? What does it mean that it's spiritual? How will I think and feel then? I don't understand it. But we need to do these exercises again and again. The main thing is out of the connection between us. By this, we make all of the conditions for the upper light to shine upon us and to form this kli. And then I'll think and feel in a spiritual way. That's how it is.
Volga.
Раф, вот он здесь пишет, что понятие выше знания есть.
He writes here that the concept of above reason exists seemingly in the mind and in the heart. That's the question. What does it mean to see the friends as higher than you within reason in your mind and in your reason in your heart? Are these two different approaches?
Yes, of course. How do you relate, let's say, to a person that you love? You relate to him as if he's greater than you, more important than you. It could be a baby, a small child. Meaning you don't relate to him intellectually that he's greater, but in the feelings that he's greater. The same thing towards the friends, let's say.
United VG3.
Здравствуйте. Вот мы, когда изучаем науку Каббала, говорим, что наука практическая. И есть такие понятия, как «приди и увидь». Как нам вот сейчас совместить «прийти и увидеть» и «веру выше знания»?
Забедюк.
This is exactly «бо вере come and see» is exactly to reach faith above reason. We acquire new vessels. Just imagine to yourself that you take some horse and you raise it in his feelings and his mind to the degree of a person, from the animate degree to a speaking degree in our world. How much would this horse change? He will truly become. It's like the Greeks that they depicted once those horses with the heads of a man. So we want to reach a state that will be like those angels, and even more so. This spiritual outlook that it will be a part of the Creator, So by this, we need to prepare a place that part of the Creator will be able to be revealed within us. And this can be only if we connect together. Then, out of this conflict between I and everyone in the Ten, by this, I build the Tzimtzum Masach or Chozer. By this, I create the condition by which I am above my ego. And then I have a kli, and this kli has a completely different resolution for the perception of reality. We'll talk about this. We'll still talk about this some more. Oh, quickly, Midwest.
USA Midwest. Рав, может вы можете посоветовать нам упражнения для десяток для укрепления этого подхода?
Maybe you can give us some exercise to strengthen our approach.
I don't understand. Repeat it.
Повтори в микрофон нормально.
Repeat into the microphone.
Можете вы посоветовать нам упражнения?
Maybe you can give us some advice, some exercise for the tens to strengthen our approach of faith above reason.
exercises within the tense to reach above reason is to go through those excerpts that we learned up until now and to continue it. And we will not leave this topic, because we all need to reach this degree of faith above reason. Otherwise, we will not reach spirituality, and we will not be able to draw the rest of humanity after us. And this is our mission. That's how it is. And in the meantime, go and rest a little bit until the morning lesson. Be ready for a new portion. Close the lesson, please.
We'll move to a song and see you tomorrow at 2:45 a.m. for preparation for the morning lesson. Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi main dikha ke ye khuda Together we grow light awakens our soul the spark of love flashes ego is turning to ashes In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda